Voices in the Wind Audio Theater and the First Noel Productions present The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Adapted for audio by Diane Vandenhoven and directed by George Czar.
Sergeant, whose house is this?
It belongs to Captain Lennox, sir.
This is the fifth house so far. At this rate, we'll lose half the regiment.
There's no answer. The door's unlocked.
Let's go in. I've never seen such desolation. It's as if everyone just got up and left.
Over here, sir.
What is it?
It's Captain Lennox and his wife. By the looks of it, they've been dead a few days. It's hard to tell in this heat.
Such a horrible way to go. Mrs. Lennox was such a great beauty. Shame to see her in this state.
Goes to show you, sir. Looks are no defense against cholera.
Is there anyone else?
Doesn't look like it, sir.
There was talk of a child, though I don't know if it's true. No one has ever seen her. Sergeant, check the rest of the house to be certain.
Sir!
What is it, Sergeant? What have you found?
The talk was true. She's in here.
What are you doing in my house?
What's your name, child?
I'm Mary Lennox. Who are you?
I'm Colonel McGrew.
Where's my Aya? I demand she come at once. She's the one who looks after me.
She's not here.
She told me to stay in my room. I've been in here for days. I called, but nobody came.
All the servants have gone. There's no one left.
My father shall hear about this.
I'm afraid that your parents have gone, too.
What do you mean?
What should we do with her, sir?
Mrs. Crawford has young children. We'll leave the girl with her until we found her next of kin.
What kind of people would leave a little girl all by herself?
I don't know.
Where are my parents?
I'm sorry to say that your parents are dead.
No, they can't be. There was a party here, and everyone was happy.
Ah, that's probably how the cholera spread.
The sergeant will take you to stay with Mrs. Crawford.
I don't want to go to her house. It's dirty, and her children are horrid.
There is no place else for you to go.
You can't make me leave here. This is my home.
My dear child, you have no home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?